Hello to all our listeners, and thanks for tuning into this week's episode of The Shrimp Tank. As always, we're coming to you from the BRS Consulting Studios in Little Rock. I'm your host, Rich Jensen, here with my co-host, David Sims. First time joining us on the podcast? Let me take a moment to share with you what's in store. The Shrimp Tank is your weekly crash course in entrepreneurship. As entrepreneurs ourselves, we know how challenging it can be to start, run, and grow a successful business. So that's why we host guests from the community who've built successful businesses. We learn the ways they've succeeded and what lessons they've learned from failure. And ultimately, we find out whether our guests will swim or sink in the tank. So, David, how you doing this weekend? Or how
doing
was your
great,
weekend?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Back from Florida again. Man, yeah. I can't stay away. I'm back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, I kind of noticed you've been pretty vacant from the office lately.
Yeah. You know, I mean, looking for every excuse to spend some time on the beach down at New Smyrna Beach and try to drum up some business down there.
But I'm going to California in July, so
yeah,
I'll head out to the beach and send you some sunrise pictures like you send me.
That's right, man. Yeah, it's been great. But I'm really been looking forward to this show.
You think you're Ed Sullivan now.
That's right.
David Shue.
Been trying to get our guest on for quite some while, but he's a pretty busy guy. We got a great show for our listeners this morning. Clay Mosley is the chief geek of Rock City Digital here in Little Rock, known as the home of the geeks. It's going to be a fun show. Clay's not much into bios and blah, blah, blah. So when you read his website, and I spent a lot of time on his website. It's a fantastic website. It's great. You look at their team, they just have pictures wearing T-shirts with their titles, and his is Chief Geek.
Chief Creative Geek, isn't
well,
it?
Well, no, he's just Chief Geek. He edited creative out. I mean, even though he had a T-shirt, on the website, it had your T-shirt said Chief Creative Geek, but I guess you've shortened it, which is everything's happening.
He's just lost all his creativity.
Their homepage scroll reads like this: we are social media geeks. We are video geeks. We are search geeks. We are website geeks. We are Rock City Digital. It's a great, I mean, I love that banner, the way that thing scrolls. We ought to do something like that, you know, for
a couple of old baby boomers.
Yeah. You can't be as cool as us.
No, maybe just got a little bit close to it, though. He goes on to say, we do all things digital marketing, which includes search marketing and website design. I'm not going to read the rest of what's on there, but it's really good. He concludes that on the front homepage. He goes, if you want something boring and corporate, go to our competitors. I love it, because we don't do that stuff. If you aren't afraid of being a little edgy and out of the box, then we are your geeks. Clay's entrepreneurial story starts with being fired from every job he ever held. I love that. It's a great start to the show. Yeah. His first job out of college was working as an insurance fraud investigator, and it didn't take very long for him to realize that job wasn't for him.
He couldn't find ways to commit fraud fast enough.
Now he's a fraud detector out there in social media. He could say, oh, that's a fraud out there. For the next 10 years, Clay hopped jobs, getting fired from each one, but he didn't get fired because he was lazy or not good at his job. He worked for traditional people and figured out how to do the work in half the time. Clay wasn't traditional, so those jobs didn't work for him. In January 2014, a year before Clay would be fired from his last job, he set out to build websites part-time. After realizing he was unemployable, Clay convinced himself to give 1 year to make a go out of freelancing. In February 2015, he started Rock City Digital, and it's worked out ever since. We're going to hear more about this, his success story, later in the show. But for now, Clay, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I delayed a couple of times.
Yeah,
but
that's
super excited about coming on.
Yeah, man, we've been looking forward to having you. You do such great work, and it's been exciting to watch what you do and get to know you. Go ahead and share with our listeners the rest of Rock City Digital's story and how it unfolded.
Yeah. So, I'm not all about the bios, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's a very brief summary. What a lot of people don't know. Yeah. I was fired from like every job I've ever had. Now, when I say that, like post college, right. And so, as an insurance fraud investigator, that was, you know, but it's great for some people. Good experience. Not my thing. Like I was a cubicle rat. So, you know, I'm a creative. So I just like, there's
going
no
nuts.
Creative.
Yeah,
there.
You're going nuts.
So, so like from there, I was like, okay, what do I want to do? I don't want to go back to insurance. Like, I have major respect for people that do insurance, but sure. It's definitely not for me. So I went back to school. I studied mechanical engineering, got my physics minor too. And I went to work for a sustainability, like commercial mm-hmm. sustainability company. They like mm-hmm. consult on how to make buildings more green. Mm-hmm. And so I did that and got let go from that, and then like went to work for another, like a startup company. And I did that for 3 years, built that company from nothing. It was just me. And I built it. We had over 50 employees by the time it was over 3 years.
Wow.
And long story short,
You fired yourself?
I think. Well, no. Well, it was a blessing in disguise, because if I didn't get fired, I would probably still be there. But long story short, this is what I think. I don't think that my previous employer will admit this, but I think it was money. Mm. And so, like, you know, so then I got fired.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was like, you know. But at that point I was like, okay, well, what do I want to do? I've done like a ton of different things. And so I was like, I think I've built a website or two. I think I could do that. You know? And the first couple of websites I've ever built, they're out there, but you will not see anywhere Rock City Digital's name. They're out there.
Then you put one of your competitors' names on it.
Those are the training wheels websites.
Yeah. I guess to be fair though, those guys got it for super cheap though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was eating ramen noodles and drinking Kool-Aid. But yeah, I did that. I was freelance for the first year, just doing websites, and then. Huh. As I was doing that, my clients were like, okay, by the way, I was going broke, by the way, you know, I was not making money. I would say like 10, 11 months into it, my clients finally said, hey, do you know anything about marketing? I was like, I know a thing or two. And so I would start charging them. Hey, here's my advice here. And this is my fee. Uh-huh. And then I figured out real quick that they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to do the work. I was like, well, I could do it. And then I threw a number out in the air, like, and I said, I can do it for this much. And I got so busy, and that's where I partnered up with Kate. A year later. Yeah.
Got it.
And
okay.
Everything just kind of exploded from there.
And that's Clay. Three years, right? You've been doing it 3 years.
Three years and a couple months, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
So tell me about this. One of your services on your website is event amplification. What is that? And, you know, what's an example of how you do it in your business?
Yeah, event amplification. To be honest, we do very little of that.
Is that like PR?
Yeah, so we've only done a couple of those. So if someone wants an event, we'll do it. It's twofold. So we will promote the event via social media. But we will also on site, we will have a team of people where we do live social stuff. Mm-hmm. So we'll be live tweeting, live Instagram stories, Snapchatting,
get
things like
that.
Get
some buzz going while it's going on.
Yeah. And then we also do like just standard videography while we're there. There's this really cool thing that I want to do where it's like a 10, 12 camera setup, and you can put these cameras all over the place. And you can control it like a TV studio, what angle. And you can this is live streaming, right? So you can do it on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, whatever. It's live streaming. Huh. And you can choose on a computer, okay, what angle do I want to broadcast right now, right? And so it's really cool. Like, I want to try it. Nobody's been willing to pay me for it yet. FYI. Just putting that plug out there.
Hey, we'll pay you to come out and have fun doing this cool thing.
The setup does cost quite a bit of money. So yeah. I'm like, I kind of want to pre-sell a job before you guys want me to do that? All right, pay me some money, then I'll go out and buy it.
Right, yeah. That's the way to do it, too. Yeah. That's exactly right.
I was going to jump in, Clay. On your site, you host a no bullcrap, actionable digital marketing workshop. So elaborate that for our listeners. Who's that for? If they were to jump in, what can they expect to learn?
Yeah, so we do these monthly workshops. We fill up the room every time. So we do various topics on digital marketing. So I would say 90% of it is social media.
Okay.
It could be on Facebook, could be on Instagram, Twitter. It could be general social media strategy, or we've done a couple on search optimization, but they're absolutely free. And we show them step by step exactly how we do things. It's not a sales pitch. It is not it's not what, like, people call it a seminar. You know what a seminar is to me? It's, hey, I'm going to show you a little bit about something, but then I'm going to pitch you at the end, right? There's none of that.
Do you have competitors wearing those, like, Dollar General disguises with the big nose and the mustache and the glasses?
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting is, like, we do have competitors come attend our workshop.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what? That's okay. Like, come learn from me.
Well, the kicker is, you know, anybody who's actually a potential client is going to try and do it themselves and hire you to do it for them anyway. So you might as well tell them everything.
Yeah. No, that's our goal. Yeah. That's our goal is like, you know what? We're going to provide a whole bunch of value. Right.
Yeah.
So I don't care who it is that comes. If it's a bunch of DIYers, like, that's fine. In my opinion, DIYers are always DIYers.
Well, what's a DIYer?
Do it yourself.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I'm an ignorant. I'm like, what's a hack? I don't understand. What's a hack?
I even knew that, David.
What's social media? Do I need to go that far? What is social media?
Okay, Grandpa. Here's what it is.
Is that like spam or some new meat?
So DIYers are going to be always DIYers. But the ones that we want are the ones that, okay, they're going to try it first, and they realize how much they don't want to do it, mm-hmm. and then they're just going to like be like, okay, just pay us to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And the other side...
Fart like me, I'm going to pay you every time.
Yeah. And the other side of the coin is like, okay, at least the DIY... I'm not making money off the DIYers, but at least I'm providing value to them, right? So... Yeah.
That's really great. That's brilliant. So your website also says that 3 out of 5 random people are on their phones and that 95% of their time is spent on social media. So how do you help business owners capture all that traffic?
Don't quote me on those statistics. I know it says it on the website. I know. But
I was learning from it. That's why I asked
it. Really, the reality is that that's probably somewhere close to that. Yeah. What was the question? How do you
help business owners capture that traffic? I mean, your basic point was is there's tons of traffic on social media. People are on their phones all the time. And so how do you help business owners come up with a digital strategy to help them capture that traffic?
Well,
or a good portion of that traffic.
I think that just happens organically. It happens naturally because like social media is like, yes, social media, you can go on Facebook on a desktop computer or whatever. But the reality is like, organically, naturally, people just go on their phone, mm-hmm. right? So as long as you go on the platforms as long as you're promoting your business on those platforms, it's naturally going to happen on a mobile device.
Got it.
Because that's, people are so busy and like they, you know what I call it? I call it the burrito, like this is the burrito, like the burrito line. So what I mean by that is, and the reason I call it this is because one day I was at a food truck, right? I was wanting to go get a burrito, right? So it was a burrito food truck or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's a long line of people. And you know what every single one of those people were doing in that line? They're looking at their phone.
Yeah.
And so like for me, it's like this is the burrito era. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
So that's what I call it. Anytime people have to wait in line. That's what they do.
Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you this. How are you able to show your clients conversion rates, growth, and engagement on their social media and digital advertising? I mean, are you giving them the Google Analytics and the Facebook Analytics? Or are you actually able to say, hey, look, you help them track their own conversion rates once they do?
Yeah. So, you know, a big question I get is ROI, like return mm-hmm. on investment. The way I answer that is social media is impossible to measure mm-hmm. ROI. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is what I tell every single person. If you go into social media and you're already thinking ROI, you've already lost that game. Mm. It's like throw ROI out the window. It'll come, but it's like it's a indirect. So like what we measure is KPI, key performance indicators. Mm-hmm. So straight up, like the number one focus is engagement. How many mm-hmm. people are actually commenting, sharing, liking on the stuff on or hearting or whatever it is on social, depending on the network. Because social media is called social media for a reason. It's a mm-hmm. two-way street. It's not one way. I think that's the biggest problem with businesses. They treat social media as a one-way distribution channel, mm-hmm. and then they don't treat it as, okay, let's build a loyal community of my fans. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. like, we measure engagement. And so what we do is we measure it against ourselves. And so if we get X engagement this month, well, next month we want to beat last month. And then the next month after that, we want to beat the month before that. So that way we're always on an upward trend. I think the biggest mistake that, one of the biggest mistakes that businesses make is they try to compare themselves to competition. Mm. It's like, well, who cares? Like, just try to build your building taller instead mm-hmm. of trying to demolish the other ones.
Huh. That's interesting.
So, yeah.
Hey, Clay, I want to move a little bit forward onto what we call business critical thinking. So, That was a great icebreaker introduction, especially to a guy like me. That I feel real proud that I know what CTR, I think it's click-through rate, CTR. Yeah, hey, I knew a buzzword. So, but what have you learned in your past 3 years about successfully running a business? Okay, so just the business end of things. What did you learn compared to the one that you said you got fired from or you know, you helped start but then got out of?
Oh, gosh, where do I start? I would say the biggest thing is it really depends on that's a very broad question. Mm-hmm. But it depends on what your perspective is. But
so I'm an entrepreneur. I'm thinking to go out. I'm going to do a Clay Mosley. I'm going to go out there and just risk it all because I've been fired from every job.
Yeah.
What would you tell me?
So I would say validate your business idea, whatever it is.
And how would I go about
that? So basically just try to good old fashioned sales. Just try to sell it before you even go all in on it. And so, perfect example is, did you guys see anything about our Web Ignite stuff?
Huh.
So we have a new startup deal. It's called Web Ignite. Hmm. So there's a big gap in the market with websites where right now there's the very bottom tier, the do it yourselves. I'm going to do it. I'm going to build a website on Squarespace or Wix. It's like $30 a month, I think, but you have to build it yourself. Right. Mm-hmm. Then you have the other side of the spectrum is you can hire somebody to build a website, but it costs thousands of dollars, right? But it's a custom site. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a gap in the middle that we recognize that, okay, there's people that don't have the money to afford the custom sites, but they don't want to do it themselves. So we created this product, and I think we're going to spin it off in its own thing because it's gotten super popular. Mm-hmm. And we called it Web Ignite, but we pre-design all these websites, like we built them and designed them, and it's like 15 of them right now, but it's just going to keep getting bigger. Basically, somebody can just choose one. We throw the content up there, throw the logo up there, change the colors for branding or whatever. $79 a month, no contract.
Kidding.
No contract.
Dang.
Five pages or less. Right. These are perfect for people that need a website, they just need something up there, but they don't need something elaborate, whatever, just 5 pages. These are good for like nonprofits or like solo entrepreneurs, just getting up there because they don't have to do it themselves. But so my point is,
do they have to provide you the content or do you provide it? Or is it kind of a
they do have to provide it, but if they have a current old website that's like out of date, we can just strip it from there. Okay. But my point to this story is we had no idea if this was going to work. So I threw up a 1-page landing page and I said, hey, we're pre-selling this idea. Getting on it now, we're only taking 10. And we pre-sold more than 10.
Really?
A lot more.
Huh.
Yeah.
You looking for any investors?
No. That's not the first time I've been hit up for
that. I'm sure.
But no, I have a whole person dedicated just for that. Just and we're still that. In beta.
Oh, that's
we're
cool.
still in beta.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to your point, like I would say make sure the idea is good. I've seen so many people like have this idea and it's like, it's just a bad idea.
Right. Yeah.
And they can't sell it. But then they spend thousands and thousands of dollars and time into it. And they're
still,
like,
if you build it, they will come. And then they don't come.
It's like, or they're trying to perfect this product. Mm. And it's like, dude, just put the product out there and see if somebody will buy it. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be 100% perfect.
Hey, Gordon, why don't you take that question there about 8 months ago that we learned about Clay and his bio, about what he kind of learned and changed. Why don't you take that question?
Sure. So it said, just researching your website, about 8 months ago, you made a transition to really get disciplined in creating processes and treating the business like a business. So what led to that change in a mentality, and what did you see as a result of that?
So there's, like, whenever you first get started, it's you're in the trenches, right? You're doing the work, right? And so I think I'm understanding your question correctly, but so I decided to, okay, let's treat it like a business, an actual business, and not just like, okay, I'm going to do the work, but then I also have to get sales, and then I have to do the work. I decided, like, okay, where's my time better spent? Like, where am I going to get the biggest bang for the buck, right? So I decided to do things like, okay, I'm going to choose one thing that I'm really good at and go all in on it, and then hire other people to do the other things I'm not good at. And so I, you know, that's my way of, like, I treated it like a business. And so when I did that, I was able to scale. And so I think
was that a scary transition of, hey, this is just me, and now I'm filling in all these gaps so I can dedicate my time, but now I gotta throw paychecks out there?
Yeah, delegation is probably one of the tougher things to do, and payroll is a very tough thing.
Sure,
because that payroll is coming in no matter what, and so you have to make sure that sales are coming in too. But yeah, that was by far one of the more difficult things.
Gotcha.
Hey, we're going to take a short break to hear from one of our sponsors. And when we come back with our guest, Clay Mosley of Rock City Digital, we'll be asking some Seeking Wisdom questions to gain some more great advice from Clay for our listeners, as well as jump into our shrimp cocktail segment, where we'll get to sample some more of Clay's digital marketing wisdom. And welcome back to the Shrimp Tank, where we interview and gain wisdom from some successful.
where we interview. I hope they're not saying sexy.
I'll take sexy.
Clay, you're so sexy.
Look at Rich, he's blushing.
I don't think so. If I'm blushing, I feel the heat. Where we interview and gain wisdom from successful entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs. I'm your host, Rich Jensen, here with my co-host, David Sims. For our next segment, we're going to gain some more wisdom and business sense of things from our guest, Clay Mosley of Rock City Digital, which we call our shrimp cocktails. These are kind of like quick hitters, but if you want to take a little longer to answer them, Clay, feel free to.
That's right. All right. Take a little longer. We call those a jumbo shrimp.
All right.
Especially if it's really, really good. So how many people do you employ? And how many offices do you have now? And talk a little bit about the growth and what you've learned from that.
Yeah. So currently our team is about 22, I think. I'm losing count at this point. And we currently have two offices. So we have our HQ here in Little Rock, and then we just opened one up in Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah.
Good. And you were sharing a little bit on the break about how you've changed your business model. And I'm sure you're able to plan and figure out how to hire. What was that?
Yeah, so in our industry, one of the standards in as far as pricing is a lot of agencies will say, hey, we can do this for an X lump sum. Mm-hmm. And it's a one-time lump sum. Like, for example, a website. You know, so agency might say, okay, we'll build you a website for $10,000. So we took a little bit of a gamble. And so I was thinking in the eyes of an actual business owner, right? Not a lot of people have 10 grand to just dish out. Like that's a big cash flow issue for that month, like if you have to dish that out. And so we're like, okay, let's take a big gamble, and we're going to do just a monthly thing, and it's going to be over 24 months, right? So we switched to $250 a month, and that's like our base pricing, but we spread it out over 2 years. And so there's no upfront payment. You just got to pay that first month, and we build the website out. And so that opened up a lot of doors for a lot of businesses. And our conversions went through the roof.
So you entrepreneurs out there that are thinking about getting a website done professionally, it doesn't have to cost you into the four figures.
No.
So
yeah.
Give Clay a call.
Or sometimes five figures. But yeah, so we switched to that revenue model where it's like it's a monthly recurring revenue. And the reason why, and I want to tie it back to the last question about how like we grew so fast, because we grew to that amount of people in like just a couple of years, is because we know exactly how much cash is coming in over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And so it's easy for us to go, okay, let's hire a couple of people because we know how much money is coming in to meet that payroll.
Yeah. Cash is king. Isn't it?
Yeah. We don't have to sell something. And then once the project's done, we don't have to scrounge for more sales because payroll's coming. And no, that's like a never ending cycle.
That's the treadmill.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about on the topic of leadership and delegation? As your company's grown, how have you handled making your employees engaged and empowered without losing too much control of the direction of where your company's going?
That's a good question. It actually starts with hiring. So we are very picky on who we hire. And you can ask any of my people, the hiring process is very, it can be very intimidating. But without going into that, we make sure we hire the right people because we do have a certain culture. A culture is like, it's, you can work anywhere, anytime, just get the work done and make sure it's good. And so like we emphasize culture big time, and we reward big time for good work. And so I think, so a lot of people say clients are number one, right? Or customers number one. Like we don't say that. We say our team is number one. Our clients are number two. Because if we treat our employees, our team, number one, if they're taken care of, they're happy, we reward them, incentivize them, then our clients are taken care of. And so I think by keeping that mentality and that culture and hiring the right people, then whenever we delegate things, like we know it's going to get done because, to be honest, they don't want to lose this. They don't want to lose because a lot of them have worked previously in corporate America and jobs that they just hated. And so they don't want to lose this culture. And so they make sure that the work is done well.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Clay, give our listeners a jumbo shrimp. What's the number one lesson you've learned as a digital marketing entrepreneur?
I would say the biggest one is test everything. Test everything. Just because something doesn't work doesn't mean it doesn't work. Just try it again a different way. Yep.
Seems to be at the nut of innovation, huh?
Yeah.
Just don't stop and you give
up. I'm going to botch the quote, but wasn't it Edison who said when he failed like 20 something times trying to create the light bulb? And when asked about it, he said, I figured 20 plus ways not to create a light bulb, right?
I think you did botch it because I think it's well over 20.
Okay. It was like 50,000 or something.
It was like in the, I think it was like in the hundreds.
Okay. Two, 200.
Watch it. Watch us look it up and it's going to like be like 25.
You got it right.
Add it over it.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, Clay, we want to move that into our plead the fifth segment. And here's how it works. We ask you a compromising question. You can either answer truthfully or plead your Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Points are awarded if you answer truthfully, you get the point. If we can get you to plead the fifth, we get the point. So we're going to try and fluster you and ask you stuff that...
All right.
Sounds super fun. My favorite part of the show.
Yeah, although it sounds easy to win since we rig the questions, but we still always lose because people share with stuff,
that's right.
We don't think they will.
All right, so Clay, what's the name of the Rock City Digital client who had the worst digital presence prior to working with you?
I'm not going to say Wilson and Halbert.
A bunch of stuffy old lawyers.
I'm not going to say Wilson and Halbert.
I'm going to call up Brandon right now. He said it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, yep. So what are we saying? Is that a point for him?
I think he answered. I don't know. He answered like a lawyer, didn't he? He may have to have a judge direct him to answer the question.
We can split that one.
Okay. How about this? What's the worst business mistake you ever made?
Hiring too fast. Quick hire.
Is it not vetting them enough or just hiring too many people?
Not vetting them enough.
Right.
Is that
one of the reasons why you learn to be very picky? And
yes. Yeah. We've made this mistake twice where we get a whole bunch of sales in and we had to hire somebody very, very quickly because we had to fulfill it. We hired two different occasions. We hired the wrong people. Had to let him go. But I did the math on just one of them. He was only there for 3 weeks, cost me $12,000.
Whoa.
Was it a quality of work or a non-cultural fit?
Non-cultural. Yep. Non-cultural. Did not fit the culture, but the $12,000 was the time of his salary, time for my other employees to train him, opportunity costs, things like that.
Right.
So, yeah, it ended up being like $12,000.
Boy, that's a really good point.
3 weeks, $12,000.
Wow, that's a really good point. That's a tough lesson, but a good lesson to learn, right?
Yeah.
You know, because now you see how it's tying into your business.
Yeah.
Growing.
All right, so I've got a question. Have you guys ever artificially inflated clicks or views to reach any kind of quota?
No.
All right, folks, he's staring me directly in the eye when he answered that, so I think he's telling the truth.
That looked like an FBI interview, Randy.
We didn't have to strap the polygraph.
That's right, we forgot. He knows how to beat a polygraph.
Yeah.
All right, Clay, who's your favorite employee?
Kate Hill. Oh, that's a very safe answer.
Partners are not allowed.
Oh, man.
That's right. She might be offended if you call her employee. Yeah. Okay. Sure you don't want to retract that?
So my justification is none of this would be... I could say this about everybody on my team, but she is the opposite of me.
Uh-huh.
So just FYI, people that are looking for a business partner out there, do not get the same person as you. Do not mirror yourself. Get somebody the complete opposite because
David and I.
That's right. Yeah. We fit that category.
It's like, I'm the super creative and the, like super visionary. Like she is the organizational, operational, get stuff done type person. Uh-huh. And so
we had a client meeting at, it wasn't Chi, but it was down in that area off of Markham. And it was at 6:30. At 6:25, I said, hey, texted David, hey, you coming? He goes, yeah, I'm just at the airport. Dude, you're going to be late. He goes, no, I'll get there.
Yeah, you're like me, man. I'm my team always knows. I'm like, they always, if I need to be somewhere, they always tell me like 15 minutes before.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, last one. You're killing us right now.
That's so right, yeah.
Out of all the jobs you were fired from, who was the worst boss you ever had?
You want me to name drop them?
Yeah, name drop.
You know, that's our chance to get a point.
I am going to plead the fifth.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We got one.
He got three. He won three. He won four.
He won four. Four to one, he beat us. He split the first one.
He gave us some grace. That's right. You got it, man. That's right.
Okay, Clay, you fared pretty well and plead the fifth, so I guess lunch is on us, although we're doing an afternoon show, so we're off the hook.
We owe you.
We'll give you one of those shrimp tank tumblers to take
off. That's right. Yeah, you got that, man. So, hey, Clay, our show sponsor is BRS Consulting. They refer to themselves as rehirement, not retirement advisors. By that meaning that, listen, once you accomplish your goals and you have enough in savings to fund your living expenses through death, you kind of go on to a next phase of rehirement, doing something else or something you love or focusing on something that you're passionate about. And the end game of the planning process for our sponsor is to be a generous steward and leave a lasting legacy. You know, give it back and pay forward. What's your vision for rehirement once you hit your goals and do your thing?
I will figure out what my next goal is and try to achieve that. I will, yeah.
He's having too much fun doing what he's doing.
Yeah. My thing is, I want to become a legacy. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, cool.
Well, there's all sorts of legacies. You can have some really bad legacies.
Yeah. Well, I want the legacy of just do cool. Is this G rated?
Yes.
Do cool stuff.
Right.
That's my life motto. Do cool stuff.
That's cool.
Hey,
man.
Clay, we want to thank you so much for coming on the program today. For folks who want to get in touch with you, aren't familiar with Rock City Digital, or want to find out how maybe you guys can help them, how can they get more information? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
They can follow Rock City Digital on Facebook or Instagram. It's just Rock City Digital. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Twitter, Clay Mosley Live.
Okay.
And then you can also go to the website, rockcitydigital.com.
Cool. Great. Hey, make sure to tune in next week to catch our next guest, which I think this time actually is Natalie Gadotti. We've had to reschedule her a couple of times as well. But
looking forward to having her.
You know, mm-hmm. I talked to you about learning how to disarm with a gun in your face. Well, Natalie's the one that we were like partners in trying to figure out how to do that. So I'll see if she remembers that. Almost broke my finger, but
she is tough.
The guy who was training us, he said, don't put your finger in the trigger and don't even put it alongside the barrel. So we had a good time. So anyway, make sure to tune in each week to catch all new advice and insights from our guests. And don't forget, you can always catch all of the podcasts at arkansas.trimtagpodcast.com. You can subscribe through iTunes, and you can catch all our post-show wrap-up videos on our YouTube channel. And remember, till next week, stay safe, and to become a shark in the business world, we all start out as shrimp.